Hey there, everybody. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. The show is called Muzak for the Observant. My name's Nick. So we're going to be playing some... It wasn't intentional, but it turns out all the songs I've picked for today's show are pretty dreary. I'm not sure if that's influenced by the general overcast and chilliness of today, but if you're in the mood for that, you've come to the right place. We're going to start out today's show with sort of an oldie. It's one of my favorite songs by Stereolab. It's called Orgiastic. It's off their first album. And after that, we're going to be listening to a lot of new tracks from the recent playlist ad of stuff coming into the station. It's a lot of instrumental stuff, atmospheric stuff, some jazzy stuff. So, a lot of enthusiasm for this kind of bleak playlist I've put together. Anyway, here is Stereolab on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Attention, non-reptilian life. Tambor Concerts, Levitation Fest, and CITR present King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Dead Ghosts and the Pretties this May 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. King Gizzard is touring in support of new album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. This show is completely
sold out.
But you can learn more about these dark rites at KingGizzardandTheLizardWizard.com or learn more about upcoming shows at TamborConcerts.com.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
That was Sebado with the track called Together Alone here on CITR 101.9 FM. I guess it's part of a set of songs today on our Muzak for the Observant episode that are basically all very low-key and dreary and saying, back off, summer. We don't want you yet. We want to stay in our bedrooms and stare out the window and eat cereal straight from the box. That's what I do, at least, when it's rainy and cold. But yeah, that's a track off their album Bake Sale, which is my favorite Sebado record. It is, I think it's got the best blend of what they were kind of known for, which was mixing very sincere pop songs with scraggly, chaotic, lo-fi demos. It's the most, I think it's a really accessible album, because I'm not too much of a fan of their earlier work. It tended to be too sporadic for me, and, you know, I wasn't into all the songs that were just, like, kind of joking about smoking pot and making weird sound effects and screaming noises. Before that was a group called Naima. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's a title track off their new album, By, B-Y-E, that is. And I like that piece a lot. It kind of has this feel of something, the chord progression is very reminiscent of something the composer Thomas Newman would do. That's how I would describe it. He, if you don't know who he is, he does a lot of famous film soundtracks, including, you know, American Beauty and others. But yeah, it's very easy to get lost in that piece. And that's definitely, I think, a theme I've noticed with lots of modern jazz albums, which tend to be more focused on repetition and groove, and they focus less on, like, the interplay between the drummer and the other instrumentalists, in that they're not sort of trading, like, they're not, how to describe it? It's kind of like in lots of more, say, like, progressive jazz groups, the drummer will interact with the other instrumentalist by changing tempos, and then the other instrumentalists will change their tempo, and they'll kind of be feeding off each other, as opposed to having the rhythm section kind of lay down a groove for the other instrumentalists to build upon, if that makes any sense at all. But that's definitely a trend I see in lots of new jazz records that we get into the station. There are a lot, and they're all really excellent. And I think part of the reason why I like listening to them so much is because they are so accessible. Like, they're not too challenging. You don't have to listen too hard. You can kind of put it on the back and let it just kind of give you a beat and a groove to do something else to, which is nice. In contrast, we listened before that to an artist named Carolyn LeBlanc, and that was a solo piano piece called Exile from her new album Velvet Oddities. And that's sort of the complete opposite, I would say, of what I was talking about with new jazz albums that we typically get. This piece is definitely more in that avant-garde kind of feel, in that it's, I mean, it was really quiet, and I apologize if you couldn't hear it for the first little bit. It was maxed because she seemed to be playing extremely quiet and sparsely, like almost no notes in the first minute of that tune. And so that's the kind of track where you have to pay so much attention to all the little details of what the person is doing, and really focus, because if you just kind of have it on and don't try and pick up all the little subtleties going on, you kind of miss the essence of what the artist is trying to do. So it's totally too, even though I think people lump jazz into one very broad sweep, I think that's a definite distinction that needs to be made, and that there can be totally different ways that it's meant to be consumed. It can either be extremely relaxing and easy to consume, and I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just, it requires less focus, because the other way you can listen to it is just with a real deep concentration on all the little tiny subtleties in sound and dynamics going on. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we started off with a track called Orgiastic by Stereolab. And it's off their debut album, which I enjoy a lot because it's very sparse. It's very dry sounding, and it's got a bit of an easier groove to follow. Later on, they experimented a lot with more complex tempos and time signatures, and they took a lot of influence from more, I guess, progressive hip-hop producers at the time coming out. You know, and they also experiment a lot with electronic music, and they went all over the place, whereas at the start they were kind of more, they were really influenced by krautrock and indie rock. And yeah, I tend to enjoy that side of them a lot, because I think it's actually a pretty unique sound, even though it is not as musically complex or sophisticated. I tend to enjoy that sound because that influence from like the Motorik beat that they took from bands like New and Can, they really did it well. And I guess it's, you know, I could see why they would get bored of it eventually, because it is kind of monotonous, and I totally don't blame them for branching out and doing things that are a bit more sophisticated and creative, but I really do enjoy their early albums. So even though we've been playing some kind of dreary music, let's listen to something that will get us a bit more excited. This is a band from Montreal called Lost Love. And this track is called Take Care, Get Better, See You Never. It's got lots of guitars that all rock and roll pretty hard. So this is Lost Love on CITR 101.9 FM.
Your smell still in my sheets. I've got to get up. my hair was long, cut my hair and hushed my song. Will you wait for me? All my life I've been forced to roam, never had a place to call my own.
For the grand opening of Westbrook Community Center's Splash Pad, an interactive water feature and park adjacent to the center. Come out on May 29th from 1 to 3 for live music by Tatiana Speed, a live on-location broadcast by CITR, and plenty of activities for the whole family, including face painting, temporary tattoos, games, popcorn, and iced chocolate. The first 300 guests will receive a free Menchie's frozen yogurt. Check out Westbrook Community Center on Facebook for more information.
Very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
That was the group Myriad Three with an excellent piece called Stoner from a new album that was just released called Moons. Here on CITR 101.9 FM, we're just wrapping up the show here. Marco with Astro Talk is going to be coming up next. I saw him walk by me in the station somewhere. Anyway, before Myriad Three, we played a track called Hollow Trees by the Hutchinson Andrew Trio. Before that was Robbie Basho with Orphan's Lament. And that was a piano piece, but he's one of my favorite guitar players, actually. He's an incredible acoustic guitar player. And then before those low-key songs, we had two rock and roll songs, one by a group called Solids, and it's called Wait It Out. It was really cool 5-minute rock and roll track. And then before that was a sort of punk rock band called Lost Love. And the song was Take Care, Get Better, See You Never. It kind of sounded a lot like, I feel like, kind of Paul Westerberg, Tommy Keane, that kind of 80s Americana power pop thing going on. I like it a lot. So, we're going to end with this piece by L. Swinburg. It's called The Pain Raven. It's only about 30 seconds, but we don't have much time left. But it's really nice. Anyway, I had a lot of fun this week. Hopefully I'll catch you for the next one. This was Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks, guys.
Sing, painted raven on the run, crashing to the